Welcome to today's show. This is our encore show. Did I just go show? Yeah, you sound a little bit nervous. Kind of racing through this because we did this once already, and then somehow we lost the track, bud.
Sorry.
But we are very, very happy to present this encore show to you today on this Tuesday, the 27th. This is a cool show. It's from April of 2019. And in this show, Mark Hinshaw, a character that we introduced during the campaign season, he joins Ted Bell to promote a new sport, a new, they hope, NASCAR sport, which they call Reverse 19, going backwards. Don't ask me, man. Just going backwards really fast. And then Bobby Dooley gets angry because somebody took one of her pictures and put it through a face app, gave her a beard and made her look like a man. Now she's working out in the gym. I don't know. Yeah, working out in the gym so she can kick the ass of the dude that did that whenever she finds who did it. So that's today's encore show. I know you enjoy it. We enjoyed putting it together for you today. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. What?
Let's go.
Offbeat. If I got to go through this again. Dickman, you did the beat-off joke. We're not going through it again.
What, is he doing it again?
Yes.
I just...
Man, quit working the same thing, man. You know?
Oh, yeah, right.
Hey, you know what? He's right. You already did your little early week sexual double entendre.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't care if you know what I'm talking about. You know I almost strangled you to death the other day. You know that, right?
Well.
God, you did, Phil. Yeah, you remember when I had my hands in your throat?
You weren't going to go through with it.
You want to make a bet on that?
You see, you hesitated there because you weren't sure if you wanted to...
Phil. How's that feel, huh? Come on, Phil, take your hands off its throat. We're just kidding.
You guys, you know that.
I don't think that's funny at all. All right, sorry. What the hell was that about, Henry? I'm just a couple laughs.
Just trying to squeeze a couple laughs out of the week, you know.
Trying to squeeze a couple of laughs out of the... You know, I'm going to quit this show if you do that one more time. All right, I'm sorry.
That's sadistic, Phil.
All right, I'm sorry.
But were you doing it for real the other day, Mr. Henry?
Was I what?
Were you doing it for real the other day?
No.
No.
What a couple of... You know what you are, Phil? You're a slown. Go...
What's a slown?
A slob and a clown. Excuse me.
Come on, Margaret.
No, excuse me.
Yeah, welcome everybody to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Robert Leonard with Bud Dickman, General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray, and Phil Hendry. Here we are, man, Friday. And Margaret just took off in the middle of the commercial.
Well, I don't like the whole...
I guess we should explain to you, earlier in the week, I guess maybe it was, what show was it, Bud?
It was like Wednesday or something.
On a Wednesday show, I pretended like I was strangling him, and I really wasn't.
Yeah, you know, the audience reacted in a very negative way.
Well, you know, to people that believed it.
Phil, that sounded, you went like this. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. You guys are just embarrassed.
Yeah, because we pulled it off.
You pulled it off. You pulled it all right. So that having been done, sorry, I didn't mean to scare anybody, but I wouldn't actually strangle Bud. Well, on second thought.
You mean you would? You seriously, Mr. Henry, would you? Would you, Mr. Henry?
I don't know.
Come on, quit screwing around, Phil.
No, I wouldn't. Not on the air.
Oh, you do it in like an alley or something?
Maybe.
Phil, quit screwing around, okay?
Hey, look, at what do you guys represent?
We represent the different voices in your head, so to an extent that we're, you know, confused, I guess we're not really confused because we...
You know what's happening.
Yes, we are. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We're the different voices in his head.
Yeah, and we have a dialogue with ourselves.
Right. And all of it is to sort of, you know, make me look like I'm nuttier than I really am, and I ain't doing all that good anyway.
You really think you're nuts?
No, I don't think I'm nuts.
What do you mean you're not doing good?
Because, you know, the daily pressures of life, that kind of thing. I'm just screwing around. What is it with you guys?
Phil, we're the voices in your head. So...
Margaret, just what? We're the voices in your head.
I did not.
Are you going to sit down or are you going to stand there?
We're the voices in your head, right?
Okay, we got that established.
All right, so when you say you're not doing so well, and we are not aware of that...
Yeah, so what's going on? Nothing, okay? Take it easy, Jesus. Just the usual crap, man. Instead, long conversations with very meaningful people in my life today, and all of them, you know, people are, you know, going through their different challenges. Don't sit there and look at me like I'm goofy, okay?
We're sitting here looking at you the way you want us to look at you.
Yeah.
and quit referring to what's going on. All right. So on the program today, guess who we've got?
Ted Bell.
Yes, it's Ted Bell.
That's right. Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted's of Beverly Hills. Steakhouse. Come on now.
Hey, Bill, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know, we got all the greatest steaks. We got that great porterhouse. Of course, we have our Kansas City. And you talk about prime rib. But, hey, we've also got something else in our future. Ted Bell and Ted's of Beverly Hills is sponsoring NASCAR. That's right.
Well, is it really NASCAR?
Well, hold on for a minute. It isn't really NASCAR, no, but it is. We're sponsoring stock car racing with the hopes that we can get this into the regular NASCAR circuit.
Now, NASCAR is the stock car, the oval track racing.
That is absolutely correct, Margaret. It is the oval track using what they call the stock bodies of in other words, the difference between NASCAR, let's say, and Indy 500.
I know it's that Indy 500 uses the cars that are like race cars, and a NASCAR uses like a station wagon.
No, that's not it at all.
No, bud, you can't get that all wrong.
No, station wagon, man, he's like a stock.
They use the stock body of an American-made automobile, and then you do the improvements. I don't know but how else I can describe it.
That's pretty good. They use the stock regular body, and don't they use the basic engines and?
Well, by the time these guys get done with it, it's not a passenger car anymore. If that's what you're talking about.
No, I think it's supposed to be a passenger car.
No, it's not supposed to be a passenger car. You're not going to go and pick your kids up from school, bud, in something that's got a roll cage, although...
That might not be a bad idea.
Well, you know. But the point that I'm trying to make here, we got Mark Hinshaw here, Phil. I know you know Mark.
Yeah, we know Mark from the Trump campaign.
Mark worked for Donald Trump down in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Mark, come on in here. Hey, Mark, great for you to be with us. Mark Hinshaw is with us. And Mark came to me because he knew that I worked with your program, and he wanted to get a little bit of a presence on some of the podcasts and the different netcasts, Phil. And Mark came to me with an intriguing idea. Mark, why don't you go ahead and tell Phil.
Mr. Henry, how are you?
Very good, Mark. How you been?
Yeah, I'm hopeful that I can articulate this to the best of my ability, because my partners and I feel that this is an idea whose time has come. The fact of the matter is, hundreds of Americans are injured or killed every year in automobile accidents or incidents that involve the cars in reverse, being hit by an automobile in reverse.
Being hit by a car that's backing up.
Hit by a car that's backing up at a high rate of speed or even a slow rate of speed. It is very difficult for the average driver of an automobile to see an individual in the rearview mirror if they're backing on slowly, especially if it's a child.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's the truth.
You're the little tiny kid.
Yes, sir, the little tiny kid, especially if they're on a tricycle or something like that. What we're proposing, and I think we're very close to getting our first deal and perhaps even signing our first circuit, is Reverse 19. This is a idea that I'd like to bring to NASCAR, and that would feature NASCAR stock car race car drivers in a race that is run backwards. They're going backwards. Now, hold on for just a minute.
The car's going backward.
Yeah, hold on, because I know having done some, I did some preliminary print media, and everybody looks at you like you've lost your mind.
No, because this is, hold on, if you don't mind, go ahead. Mark's got a great way of articulating it. You just heard that a lot of Americans are killed or injured by cars that are backing up. And this race...
So you're going to have a race that with a bunch of cars...
Wait, hold on, General. This race would feature, the usual complement of stock cars.
How many cars are in a NASCAR race?
Mark?
Generally, there are anywhere, I don't know, 30 or 40. To be honest with you, I don't know the answer to that question, but let's say three times, you got 20 rows, let's say 60 automobiles are involved. And that's quite a number of automobiles.
And you have all of those cars going backwards.
All of those cars.
We like to say we run it in reverse. That's why it's called Reverse 19. This is the year that we're going to bring to NASCAR automobile races that are that are run in reverse.
That's the best way to put it, because as we look for sponsorship money, we want to make sure that we're impressing the sponsors with the terminology That sounds serious, and that is applying a solution to a serious problem. So we don't want to say we're running backwards. We want to say that...
You want to say you're running these cars in reverse. Can you tell us how this would look?
Yeah, that's a really good question. How does the race start? What are the drivers? Are they literally, they've got their arm on the seat?
They would have their arm on the seat, looking over their shoulder, the same way any automobile, any person driving an automobile would look. See, what we're wanting to do is, by drawing attention to this problem, we also want to approximate the actual driving conditions that the average driver would encounter. Now, any NASCAR race, you have a man sitting, looking forward, holding the wheel of the car, and that's exactly how any of us would drive an automobile. Well, the same thing goes with reverse 19. You are looking, you've got one arm up on the seat, you're looking behind you, you have one hand on the wheel.
Are you driving at a high rate of speed?
As fast as you can, yes. We have found in doing the research that there's only one way we're going to draw significant fan interest, and that is if the speeds raced, the speeds reached are significant, anywhere from 90 to 100 miles an hour.
90 to 100 miles an hour going backwards.
In reverse.
Yeah. If you say in reverse, you say reverse 19, watch these great superstars backing their cars up driving in reverse at speeds of up to 100 miles an hour. See? And
now, Ted, I want to ask you something.
Wait, well, hold on, Phil. It's very important, Mr. Henry, that we articulate it, that we explain it properly.
All right, so you got cars that are going in reverse 19. Is that the name of the race, or is that the name of the whole year?
That would be the name of the year. NASCAR's reverse 19, featuring cars in reverse at close to 100 to 120 miles an hour. And we're going to reward drivers based on speed. We have, it's not so much who wins the race, but it's who stays in the race and who runs the race the fastest, because we don't anticipate too many automobiles making it to the finish line.
Now, that's interesting. Why not?
Because,
if you can imagine, Margaret, there's going to be, these guys are going backwards, so they're not exactly going to, I don't think they're going to, now I'm looking at the screen right now. This is Richard Petty, number 43, in a race that they're showing again, where Petty's car was just destroyed. I mean, it was absolutely destroyed. The wheels are gone. The only thing left was where the driver sits. Like, there was a seat and a wheel, and Richard Petty lived, okay? If we can, I want to avoid that. I don't want to see that. But if we can have an accident like that where the driver survived, baby, you've got yourself gold.
Wait a second. You're saying, you're talking about intentional accidents. Yeah, you're talking about intentionally wrecking these cars.
No. If I could, Ted. We're not talking about intentionally wrecking, but we're saying we want the cars to go as fast as they can, going backwards,
In reverse.
In reverse, and as fast as they can, so that if and only if there's an accident, as much of the car is destroyed as possible while the driver walks away. And today, Phil, the roll cages and the driver's compartments that are built for these automobiles are so strong, so sturdy, that any driver is going to survive and survive without injury a major accident.
So you're looking to have accidents. Wait a minute. Wait. So you're looking to... I got to jump in, guys. We're talking here with Mark Hinshaw and Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're discussing an idea they've got for the NASCAR season. And they're well into the NASCAR season, though.
No, I know they were. They started NASCAR. Reverse 19 can start at any time. All we want to do is get a couple, three races under our belts and start this thing in earnest in 2020. But reverse 19 is our idea of kicking it off.
All right. They want to run a NASCAR races, however many, in reverse, so that the cars are going backward.
Just say that the cars are running in reverse. Don't ever say so the cars are going back. Well, that's what they're doing. They're going backwards.
Yeah, the cars are going backwards.
We don't want to say that.
But we don't want to say that.
All right, so the cars are run in reverse at high rates of speed. Yeah, and you guys are saying they're turning around and looking over their shoulder.
Well, that's how you drive. So the flag drops, and these cars take off going... The flag drops, and these cars take off going backwards. And you got to get up to a higher rate of speed. We've got a radio controller at these races. In each car will be a radio communication with the tower, that is, with the race sponsors and the race administration. So the drivers are not only talking to the pits, but they would be talking to us. And if we see them going at a low rate of speed...
Yeah, they would be encouraged to, let's go.
Well, how would that sound?
How would what sound?
How would it sound if you tell a guy to go faster?
Well, I would simply say, this is Mark Hinshaw of Reverse 19. Pick it up. Go, 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 go. Come on. Faster, faster. Because we want, and I would remind them, there's a lot of money in it. For any one of you monkeys...
You call them monkeys, huh?
I don't know. Not monkeys. There's a lot of money in it. For any of you drivers... They can get rolling fast, and if you get into an accident, destroy the automobile, but the roll cage, it's hard to explain.
I don't know how you tell a driver to win a race.
Well, winning's not that important, Margaret.
All right, well, how do you tell a driver to go as fast as he possibly can? Oh, yeah, and also get into an accident so that most of the car is destroyed. You'll survive.
Well, there's going to be a... points.
Yeah, there's points and there are different purses awarded.
All right, so you're gonna have different categories of winners in these races.
Yeah, you can say that. There's going to be points in different categories. The best wreck, the most mangled automobile. We've got to, we need to...
No question, Miss Henry, we need to come up with a better explanation and description of these things.
It seems to me that if you guys are going to go public and you're going to mount a campaign to attract fans... You got to be a little bit better organized.
Yeah, it's because you guys are not,
Hold on, Dickman. You guys have come out with an idea called Reverse 19.
All right, here we go.
What does that mean, here we go?
Your reputation well known to me, General. You're a very feisty guy. Now, I want to hear what you have to say.
All right, you're going to hear it. You guys come out with Reverse 19. The cars are going backwards. And I'm not supposed to say that, right?
We'd rather that you're not, yeah. The cars are going fast in reverse. And when you say, how are they going to do? All right, the drivers are turned around, one hand on the wheel.
Well, right there. So you got one hand on the wheel going 100 miles an hour.
Yes, but that helps ensure that we're going to have spectacular wrecks.
Have a spectacular wreck where the driver walks away and waves to the crowd.
This is like a demolition derby and a race.
Exactly, Phil. You get the excitement and the thrills of a demolition derby. You get the skill and the power and the speed of a regular NASCAR race. And it's all to benefit the average driver. What happens when we're going in? How fast can we go driving in reverse? Can we improve?
Can we improve the driving skills of the average driver who's backing up And that's what we like to call it. They're not going backwards, and they're not going in reverse so much as they're backing up. So come on out, for instance, come on out this weekend and watch 60 great NASCAR drivers back up.
Around the track.
Well, I've worked very hard for the last 8 months, Mr. Andrew, to put this on the map and to hear you laugh it off.
I forgive me, I don't mean to laugh it off. Got Mark Hinshaw with me here and Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Let's take a phone call. Number 855-500-7445. Let's see what the chaps have to say here on the line. And let's go to Marilyn. Marilyn, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, hello, Phil. Marilyn Donnelly, how are you?
Very good. Hello, Marilyn.
Hello, General. I'd like to speak with Mr. Hinshaw, is it?
Mark Hinshaw, ma'am, yes.
Mr. Hinshaw... Having automobiles backing up at close to 100 miles an hour, I don't think is a requirement of any driver. No one really does that, do they?
People don't back up at 100 miles an hour, you're right. But our races, they will. And what will that prove? It will show how bad professional drivers are at doing that. So how good do you think you'd be?
I
want to hear Mr. Hinshaw, because this is your idea, correct?
It is my idea. How good is the average driver backing up? Well, they can't be all that good when you've got professional NASCAR drivers backing up, going backwards, however you want to put it.
You would seem very adamant you wanted to be called Reverse 19.
I know, but as we're talking, I'm finding you want to say the cars are going backwards, so...
You're giving up on Reverse 19?
I'm not giving up, but I'm trying to make myself clear. So you've got about 60 drivers going backwards. They got
and they have one elbow on the seat and...
One elbow on the seat and the other hand on the way you would look if you're backing a car up. Only they're doing it at 90 to 100 miles an hour.
And you're hoping for a wreck.
We're hoping for a spectacular accident that doesn't kill the driver.
Seems to me like you got too much going on.
I was going to say, you're requiring too much.
I don't think so. I think that what Mark has laid out here, you're going to have the excitement of a fast NASCAR race, automobiles being shredded to pieces because they're going backwards.
Can I say, gentlemen, you run the risk of this becoming a spectacle, a three-ring circus of people actually thinking you're joking.
I don't think so. I considered that.
We talked about that.
You guys did consider it, huh?
We did consider it, yes. And I don't think so. When you see the excitement of guys turning around, going backwards.
Well, all right. Mark's not putting it well. The excitement, the danger of putting your elbow on the seat.
Yeah, and putting a hand on the wheel and going backwards.
No, General, I'm not going to let you hijack this, okay?
Well, the general is making a good point, and I think Phil made the point, and you have said that there's been commentary stating that it's perhaps something that could turn into a big joke. Isn't that right?
We had some comment, but I don't want to focus on that. The excitement of an automobile that's the only thing left is the roll cage that it's bouncing down the track after being shredded in the middle of 20 cars driving backwards. That, I can tell you, that'll sober some people up, Ted.
Yeah, tell me about it. So you can go, ha, 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 they're going backwards, really? How funny is this? And you see... Okay.
No, it's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
You're allowing yourself to be influenced. It is not funny. We don't find it funny. I don't find it funny. And I don't find...
All right, I
don't find this line of conversation funny.
All right, thank you, Marilyn, for your call. No, and you're right, and that we don't mean to laugh at you. We're simply asking questions that seem to be taking us in this direction. Mark Henshaw and Ted Bell of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Reverse 19, a series of NASCAR, but you don't know yet if...
We're hoping we'll talk NASCAR. I would say there's a series of stock car races.
All right, a series of stock car races that will be... going in reverse.
That's correct. That's Reverse 19. So,
well, what is the first race? Have you got a race set up?
We've got a race set up for Watkins Speedway in Denver, Colorado in June. It's called Look Out Behind You. And we've got an ad campaign going.
The ad campaign right here, I'm assuming.
Okay, this is Look Out Behind You. It's a NASCAR driver turning around and looking behind him.
That's right. That's right. And we're hoping that when it's pitched on the radio, I have to be honest with you, Mr. Henry, it gets a little bit better of a sell job than you're giving it.
Yeah, but you understand, sir, I'm not yet on board. I'm interviewing you.
No, I understand that. Phil, we realize you're doing your due diligence, and we appreciate that. We're just saying that once, you know, if we can get you on board, we'd love you to say, hey, Look Out Behind You is coming, and whatever it is that's creeping up on you, Look Out Behind You's got whatever's creeping up on you, you know.
Now, this one here, what is this with the frying pan?
That is one that we got rid of.
You got rid of that?
We did. And I don't know why that got in there. It was someone's idea to include the driver holding a frying pan...
over his rear end.
Yeah, I told you about these guys.
I know. I've been on the show before.
Oh, that's what he's holding?
Yes, he is, yeah.
And they thought it would be funny, and we nixed the idea, and I don't know how that got to you guys.
Well, it was here in the materials. I mean, this thing has been circulating online.
Well, we're doing what we can to make sure that the perception is not that it's a clown act, and we're trying to run a three-ring circus. Reverse 19, I think anybody that laughs at us, anyone that points and laughs, is in for a big shock, because I think this is the wave of the future.
You think this is the wave of the future going backwards?
I didn't say that. I said Reverse 19.
Yeah, Reverse 19 and the wave of the future in stock car racing is going backwards, not going backwards, but Reverse 19, going in reverse really fast. We're
still working out some of the language.
I think you guys have got an idea that...
Watch it, Phil.
No, I don't have to watch anything, Ted. You know, you're a sponsor and you're on. This is your sponsored segment, but I don't have to agree with you. I think you've got an idea here, that is not a very good idea.
Bingo, right there.
Yeah, because it's you get people excited about it and everything.
They'll be excited about it, as long as you want to be honest, Mr. Henry. They'll be excited about it when they see a car going, the roll cage bouncing down the track.
Well, it seems to me that's what you're banking on.
Yeah, you want to see a guy almost get killed.
I didn't say I want to see a guy almost get killed. I'm saying when cars are going 100 miles an hour backwards, okay, there, I said it, backwards, you're going to see some hairy-ass crashes, okay?
And the roll cage bouncing down the track with a guy in it.
That's, yeah, no, there's nobody in it. The car had no drive. Of course, there's a guy in it.
All right, well, good luck with Reverse 19.
Do you want to do some ticket giveaways? Or got the big race coming up in Denver.
No, I'd rather not. Although, yeah, on second thought.
Well, no, now I'm not going to let you have tickets because I'd rather not, unless you edit that part out.
We'll edit it out. Yeah.
All right, if you edit that out, then we'll give you tickets to give away for the Denver race.
And that's happening when?
In June. All right, Bill, thanks so very much.
Ted Bell and, of course, along with him there is Mark Henshaw talking about Reverse 19, which is a new race, a new stock car race they're going to be promoting featuring cars going backwards.
A Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Now, this is Mark Henshaw, the sponsor of Reverse 19, and it isn't about cars going backwards or backing up. It's about cars Reverse 19.
Yeah, Reverse 19, okay.
And the roll cage. But the man doesn't die.
Thank you. Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back to the program here. Bobby and Steve Dooley coming on here in a moment from Western Estates Homeowners Association. And Bobby and Steve are in the gym there. Are you at the workout center, huh, Bobby?
We are, Phil. Thank you. And I'm sorry that I have to come on under these circumstances.
Well, let me explain it to the audience. You're here because apparently somebody posted something online that was very offensive.
Right. Here's my husband, Steve.
Thank you, Mr. Henry. Bobby is my wife, and I love her. And what happened was a guy, I'm thinking it's a guy, put online a picture of her that was very offensive. It showed her head. It showed her face. It was... Go ahead.
I'll do it. This was posted on Facebook. It was posted on Twitter. It was posted on Instagram. It was posted on TikTok. Or not TikTok.
TikTok.
It was on TikTok.
TikTok.
How do you know about it?
What is TikTok? Just it's another kind of a YouTube for kids.
Yeah, it's on TikTok. Our son, Justin, Dylan, and Seth told us.
Well, that's our three sons.
Okay, what was the picture?
The picture was a picture of me that had been face-apped. There's a thing called face-app. And right away, when I heard that such a thing as this did, I was very
wary of it.
I was wary of it, too, because I knew anyone could take a picture of you, and they could, you know, they could basically make you look bad, and that's exactly what happened. This was a picture of me. It had been put through the Face app, and I had a beard. I had curly hair. I was about 20 years older. I looked like a freak on the street, you know?
Yeah, you might look like a homeless old lady who had face hair.
Oh, Bobby, I saw that. You posted it on your Twitter feed.
I did post it on my Twitter feed because I want to know who did it.
Well, Ms. Dooley, you know, so you want to find out who the individual was?
That's correct, yes.
You don't, was there a Twitter account associated with it?
No, it was found by one of our Homeowners Association members, Hank Beardshaw, but he found it on, like, one of these sites like 4chan or something like that.
Well, 4chan is going to have, you know, it's going to have a lot of stuff on it.
Yeah, that's the... There's a lot of really rude and crude stuff on there.
Well, I don't know where. I think he said something like 4chan or Chang Ching. I don't know what he said.
Yeah, he said something like that.
Well, where did they... Bobby, you got to find out.
Mr. Henry, take it easy. It just went, Bobby. I don't know. All I know is I saw the image. He said he got it off of 4chan. But I found it on Twitter, but then I found it on his account.
Yeah, so he had it
Never mind. So what's the deal? You posted this thing.
Bobby, you put that on your Twitter feed.
I did. The reason I showed everyone on my Twitter feed the picture is because I did. I said the message. I said, I'm going to find out who did this.
Yeah. And the whole reason for us even being in the gym tonight is to demonstrate to whoever did that picture of my wife that showed her I have a beard and showed her I have curly hair and looking like an old, dirty old, filthy female hobo with a beard.
A female hobo with a beard.
You know, a woman with facial hair. You've seen those, haven't you?
Yeah, okay, Bobby, I've seen those.
What is your point?
Talk about, like, a lady that's got a beard?
Yes, a lady that's got a beard.
I don't know that it's in great supply in this society. So what is your point?
Our point is that we're here in the Western States Homeowners Association gymnasium because Bobby, she's going to find the guy.
I'm going to find out who did it. I'm going to find out who took a picture of me and perverted it and gave me face hair and gave me a beard. And then I'm going to find out who did it. Let me just show you.
This is my wife now. I got 40-pound weights on the bicep machines.
Wait a minute. What are you going to do?
Hold on.
My wife's going to demonstrate the strength that she's got right now in both arms, okay?
You ready? And I want you to listen very carefully.
Here she goes. Yeah.
I just lifted two weights with my arms, bicep weights.
Was that you?
Yes, that was me.
That was my wife. That's how my wife gets when she gets angry.
Wait a minute. I'm serious. That was you, Bobby.
Yes, it was me. That's how I sound when I'm on the weight machines.
Well, okay. You know, I don't believe it. I think that was Steve.
No, it was not Steve. Steve, get out of here.
Well, they won't believe that I've left.
Mr. Henry, I'm asking you to believe that Steve's going to leave.
Yeah, but even if he leaves, how do I know that there's not another guy standing there?
Wow.
You're trying to tell us?
All right, okay, I'll believe it. If you're swearing, Bobby, that's you.
Here, I'll do it again. Here's the weight machine. Here's my leg weights.
Yeah, this gonna test out her thigh muscle. Yeah. God.
Okay, hold on for a minute. I.
Wait a minute. Okay.
All right, Bobby. If you say that's you, that's you. So what's the point?
Well, wait a minute. What's the point?
Yeah. The guy who did that to my wife's picture is out there right now. And, buddy, if you're out there, listen to this.
Here, I'm going to do the... This is for my calf muscle.
God, good job, honey.
That was 100 pounds each.
100 pounds on the calf muscles?
Yes.
Now, the guy who did that to my wife's picture, that's who you're messing with. That's my wife.
That's me. And I'm going to find out who you are.
Yeah, then what are you going to do? You going to do, like, squats over his face? Shut up.
Phil, I'm asking you to shut it up.
Hey, don't talk to Bud that way.
I've heard you talk that way.
Yeah, Jerry.
Well, listen, guys. You're there demonstrating some kind of a crazy-ass, you know, it's a strength demonstration. Hey, I'm the one that said squat over the face. Why are you picking on Bud?
Because he laughed at it, okay?
Yeah, he laughed at it. You want to laugh at that, General, and you go right ahead.
You want to laugh at me? You heard? You can hear what I sound like when I lift.
Yeah, I can hear what you sound like when you lift. So I was just asking, what do you sound like when you squat? Shut up, Bud. Easy.
Okay, here's me squatting. I got a barbell, 50 pounds on each end.
Oh, horse dung.
50 pounds. Ready?
Ready. Yeah.
Okay, now you believe me?
Do I believe? So that means you're supposed to be able to kick my ass.
General, if that's the way I sound when I'm squatting, you know, you were making the joke.
Yeah, that's the way she sounds on a squat, you know.
What's she gonna sound like when she sits down fully?
All right, I'm getting up and leaving unless you tell him to be quiet.
The general's the guy who's cracking the jokes.
I can't help it.
You can't help it, huh? General, I would think that you'd be more mature.
Ms. Dooley, with all due respect, you're talking about finding the guy that perverted a picture of you using a face app, and if he doesn't, listen to me, and you go into a full squat,
You know.
Yeah, and what does that got to do with you talking about me going ahead and just relaxing on someone's nose?
I never said anything of the sort.
Yeah, relaxing.
Shut up, man. Hey, shut up, bud, will you?
Tell the general to shut up.
Okay, General, shut up. You're telling me? General Galen Shaw?
Listen, all of you half-wits, listen to me. When I find the guy that did that to my picture, you better believe I'm gonna...
My wife, yeah, she's gonna squat over the guy, yeah. And he'll never breathe again.
Right. I'll crush his face.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. Watch it. Here, another 50.
Here goes my wife again. Yeah. Sits that down in your face.
Shit.
I just heard you say shit.
Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Well, all right. So when is this supposed to take place?
Now, the picture she's talking about, I just looked at.
Yeah, I looked at it too. It's obviously somebody took the face app, and you can do that. You can make a woman look like a man. You can make a man look like a woman.
Where's this at, Mr. Henry?
On the dead. We got it right on our page. Take a look at her Twitter feed. And there you go. There's her face right there.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And they put a beard on her. And whoever it is, I guess you better watch out, pal.
Yeah, you better watch out. Hey, either watch out or get ready for a red letter day. Bobby's going to do squats over your kisser.
Yeah.
A hell of a Friday.
Hey, listen, tonight at 7 o'clock, it's the BSP Chat. The BSP Chat tonight at 7 on a world-famous Phil Henry show right here on our website. And, you know, we didn't have it last week. We had our Art Bell Marathon.
Oh, my God, that's right. It seems like a long time ago. What does that mean?
It means that the week is just dragging on.
Yeah, pretty much. What does that mean? I mean, this week has been dragging ass for me. So we will have our chat. It's the first chat we've had in a couple of weeks. And that will be coming up tonight at 7 here at the website, philhenryshow.com, the BSP chat. And then we have Saturday Cinema coming up on Saturday. Any ideas for a movie?
Well, you did Nudes on the Moon there for Dr. Jeff.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll do a film. Maybe we'll try to get a quality movie on there.
Good luck.
Yeah.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, at Podcast One. Yeah.